Chapter 6 Downhouse. Charles was busy with his work, but he often felt lonely. Charles wanted to find someone to share his life. Of all the girls he knew, the one he liked best was his cousin, Emma Wedgwood. Emma's father was his uncle, Josiah Wedgwood, who had helped convince Charles's father to let him go around the world on the Beagle. Charles asked Emma to marry him. To his delight, Emma said yes. The two were married on January 29, 1839, just before his 30th birthday. Emma was 30 also. That same year, Charles published his first book, Journal of Researches. It was based on his Beagle diary. And in December of 1839, the Darwin's first child, William, was born. Charles and Emma decided to move to the country to have more space for their growing family. They also hoped that Charles's stomach problems would improve by moving away from the noisy, dirty city. The Darwins moved to a small village called Down, 16 miles from London. They named their home Down House. Charles loved exploring the fields, just like when he was a boy. He also kept writing in his secret notebooks. By 1842, he'd begun to put his ideas about natural selection into a long paper. His first draft was 35 pages long. 2 years later, it had grown to 200 pages. He asked Emma to publish his paper if he died suddenly. He called the paper his species theory. The word theory has two meanings, which we can think of as little t theory and big t theory. At this point, Charles's theory was a little t theory. It was a hunch that needed to be tested. In other words, Charles's species theory was his ideas about evolution by natural selection. At this point, Charles's opinions were based on good evidence, such as the finches. But there wasn't enough evidence yet to call his ideas a big T theory. A big T theory is a group of ideas, rules, or principles that explains why or how something happens. But Charles's letter to Emma shows that he knew his ideas were very important. It also shows he was still afraid to step forward. So Charles continued to think and write in secret. He also worked on experiments and wrote other books and scientific papers. He spent 8 years studying sea creatures called barnacles. All his work helped Charles understand natural selection better. Charles and Emma were also busy with their family. The Darwins had 10 children. 3 died in childhood, including Annie, their oldest daughter, who died in 1851 when she was 10. Annie had been her father's favorite. Her death led Charles to drift away from religion. The same year Annie died, Charles met the scientist Thomas Henry Huxley, who became a close friend. His other good friends were the geologist Charles Lyell and Joseph Hooker, a botanist. Sometimes Charles dropped hints to them about his ideas, but he wasn't ready to show his secret paper even to them. Instead, Charles kept working to make his argument stronger. He'd begun with scribbles in a notebook. Now he had more than 200,000 words. Would he ever be brave enough to publish his ideas?